Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 152 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Joining me this week for episode 152 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is one Logan Barnes.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
You didn't get scarred last week for 50 Shades of Grey.
I went out and bought a gray tie.
If anyone here owns a gray tie, it's one Matthew Elizabeth Wood.
I got one. How's it going, Josh?
Yeah, pretty good, buddy. And one James Stratton.
Hello.
Hello, James.
Hello, Matt.
I've missed you.
Hello. I've missed me too.
Hello, all.
It does feel like a long time since the last show.
I was about to say, yeah. I think I've missed our listeners because for some reason
an ice storm.
Not really. I mean, it's.
I think that made time drag.
We survived a frozen drizzle.
It's been a long week.
Sorry we didn't use the Frozen soundtrack tonight, guys.
No, we should have used that.
We could have sang Let It Go at the end, but we didn't do it.
Let it go.
We did that once before on this podcast. I don't think reacting to that would be a positive thing.
No.
Usually reactions aren't. So for episode 152 of the Justice Geeks podcast, we're not behind the curve. We're going to talk about Serial tonight, the This American Life spinoff, and we'll get to there in just a moment. And so we're going to talk about all things Serial. We're going to talk about also a brand new series over at JusticeGeeks.com. But before that, I should mention to you guys yet again, and to all of you out there playing with us at home, that we are sponsored in part by our good friends at Lynda.com, LYNDA.com. Go check out Lynda.com/JustUsGeeks for a free 10-day trial of awesomeness.
Awesomeness.
So it's awesome, so you should go check it out.
Lots of learning.
10 days of awesome.
10 days of awesome. Well, over the weekend, Saturday Night Live talked about 40 years of awesome. And they did an incredibly good job with that. So in honor of Saturday Night Live's 40th anniversary, this week's Tweet the Geeks question of the week was this. What's your favorite Saturday Night Live sketch? This isn't just regulated to the 40th anniversary, by the way. So when we come back around to you guys in a minute, you can definitely come up with whichever one you would like to. So there's that. Did everybody get a chance to see the special?
The 40th?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
I have not watched it. Surprise.
Did you watch highlights of it though?
I haven't seen any highlights of it.
No.
Do you have a TV?
There's a lot going on. I mean, I have a TV, but yeah.
You sure about that?
I do.
Okay.
Do you want us to buy you a TV?
No, I mean, I've got one. I'll take a free TV.
Some more time. I could loan you my potato and you could watch it on there.
Starring Matt's broken TV.
Now I want to play Portal.
Anyway.
Potato.
I'm a potato.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
All right, so this week's Tweet the Geeks question of the week was, what's your favorite SNL sketch? And we'll throw it over to the Twitters first. Our good friend and sometimes featured co-host of the Justice Geeks podcast, one Big Dan Marsh, said, it's close between Brian Fellow's Safari Planet and Celebrity Jeopardy.
Brian Fellow.
But I'd have to give the edge to Jeopardy. I always think of you, James, when I think of Brian Fellows every single time. And I think like you were the first guy I knew that like you turned me on to Brian Fellows. Yeah. I think I thought about that the other day. What did you think about the tribute to Tracy Morgan?
I enjoyed it. I really hate that he wasn't able to make it.
Me too.
I understand why, but
I wish they'd shown a little more of him.
Yeah.
Because he's freaking funny. The Gov has one of the best Tracy Morgan stories of all time. Yeah. Where he met Tracy outside at New York, at 30 Rock one day while he was in New York. And I wanted to get a selfie with him. And it was back, when they were filming. Yeah, like they were filming and like they had taken a break or something. Okay. So he was outside as Tracy Jordan, obviously.
Right.
It was back when they first put the camera on the front of the iPhone. And so Gov was like, hey, Tracy, let me get a picture with you, man. And so, they're doing the selfie thing and with the front, forward facing camera. And Tracy's like, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
And so Gov was like, no, Tracy, there's a camera in the front of the phone. So basically the Gov taught Tracy Morgan how to take a selfie with a forward facing camera. You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong.
That was his first exposure to it.
I guess so.
That's awesome.
That's great.
I'm surprised the gov didn't come away pregnant.
That's a moment, and I bet he remembers that.
I bet he probably does. He's like, some white dude was taking a phone with, was taking a picture with me,
and took he had a picture, the camera turned around.
He took a picture of the boss.
Wait, no, not Bill Cosby.
Yeah, no, I was about to say.
You just like turned gradually.
Swappity doo. I wish Tracy Morgan would turn into Bill Cosby and he got older. It'd be funny.
I don't know if that'd be good.
No. Not anymore. No. Maybe old Bill Cosby.
Young Bill Cosby.
You mean ever Bill Cosby.
I mean the non...
Fat Albert Bill Cosby.
Yeah, the electric company Bill Cosby.
Hey.
Our good friend Selex Seaton said, Will Ferrell is Harry Carey, no doubt.
Oh, Harry.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, I've known people in my life who have overdone that so much. That's like their crutch. That's their crutch. But it's funny.
You're a hot dog. Harry. What do you eat yourself?
What's your
hot dog? I would.
Hey, it's Harry Carey.
Hey.
Watch down with an ice cold Budweiser. We'll get back to Will Ferrell in a second. Okay. Our good friend RJ Still said, confession, I've never watched much SNL, but I like that one with Jeremy Renner in the Avengers parody. I don't even remember that one.
Either.
I guess it was okay. I would assume it was. I forgot that Jeremy Renner had hosted.
Yeah, he hosted.
Our good friend Natasha, the geek girl in Kentucky, said, so many favorites, Sprockets, Coffee Talk, Ambiguously Gay Duo, featuring Steve Carell and who else? Steve Colbert.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
a lot of people don't know that it was Steve Carell and Steve Colbert is the Ambiguously Gay Duo.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Coneheads, Stuart Smalley, and Deep Thoughts.
I like Deep Thoughts.
Me too.
Deep Thoughts is funny.
That was a former segment on the Justice Geeks podcast that we might should bring back. Deep Thoughts. But we did it Hawking style with our good friend Stephen Hawking.
We had that recently.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, when the gov was back once with him.
That was a great movie, by the way.
Did you watch it?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Loved it.
I had it in the car. I was going to make sure that you didn't need to borrow it or something. Does anybody need to borrow it? Has everybody seen it? Okay.
Natasha goes on to say that her all-time favorite sketch was a one-off with Candace Bergen portraying Anne Boleyn. I think I've seen it. She put a link to it. It's on our timelines. You should go check that out. And you should follow the Geek Girl in Kentucky, at Geek Girl in Kentucky. We're looking forward to seeing her and our other Kentucky friends in just a few weeks at the Lexington Comic and Toy Convention. Going to be super fun. Our good friend Shannon Bishop, writer at JusticeGeeks.com, said, any of them with Chris Farley? My God. That is the one thing that I took away from the special was that, like, I guess, I mean, you know, like they've done tributes to Farley and tributes to Belushi, but like it really kind of hit home.
Yeah.
You know, because Melissa McCarthy did her Matt Foley. I thought she did a pretty good job, but I mean, like there's one Chris Farley, man.
Right.
And I have a friend, his name is James Justice. I went to high school with him, and he could do a hell of a good Matt Foley. I wish that I had a recording of him doing that. So we'll get that through to the proper channels and get James to do a Matt Foley for us.
There you go.
No, I'm not doing it.
Do a Matt Foley, James.
Not you, James. Okay, James, do it. Do it right now.
Do a Matt Foley.
Come on, man.
I gotta get into my van down at the river.
And you messed it up. That's fine.
Totally fine. Got it wrong.
Yeah. Let's go check out Facebook before we get going. Our good friend Eric Plunk said, it's an insurmountable task to choose just one sketch or character. I will say no matter the quality of the sketch, I can find something to laugh at when Will Forte is involved. Yes. Man.
I love Will Forte.
I do too. It was nice to see Will. Like, I see Will Forte every night when I go to sleep because Nebraska is my sleep movie.
Loved him in Nebraska.
One of my favorite sketches on SNL is where he and Sudeikis do the ESPN guys. The ESPN 8 or whatever announcers that they do, and he's Greg Stink.
The Ocho?
Yeah. He's Greg Stink. It's really funny. I just love Will Forte. And Dan said to Eric on Facebook, I can't wait for The Last Man on Earth, which is coming on Fox in a couple weeks, his new series on Fox, where Will Forte is the last man on earth. It looks pretty funny. He blows up a car or something in one of the trailers. Wow. I saw for it. Our good friend Jeremy Weathers says, this is obvious, and I tend to agree. Celebrity Jeopardy. I'll take anal bum covers for 20.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was gold.
Yeah, and especially
I'll
in the 40s.
Whore ads.
She was holding the pen. So
hey, it's not my name. It's Jared Ferguson.
So I guess that's my
spaghetti. It's funny.
We'll go around. Logan, you checked out the SNL special.
It's not my name.
Did you enjoy it? What were some moments you liked from it?
I did. I really enjoyed the music section. Was my favorite section of the whole 40.
It was probably the best one.
Yeah.
And freaking Maya Rudolph is Beyonce. She's always stupidly hot and really, really funny.
Hilarious when she does that.
Airplane. She's just really, really funny as Beyonce. Martin Short's kind of like been poking his weird little head around a lot lately. Yeah. I don't really know
why. It's good to see him again.
He's funny. I love Marnie. So what's your favorite sketch?
My favorite sketch.
Or character.
I don't know. I really like the Weekend Update segment. Like that as a whole was one of my favorites because it's the most topical thing they do.
I'm Chevy Chase, you're not.
Who'd you like as a host for Weekend
Who's your favorite Weekend Update host?
Gosh, that's a hard choice. They're all.
Can I say who's your favorite male and who's your favorite female?
I guess I like Tina Fey as female.
Yeah,
like she's. I do. I'm Tina sorry. And then
you think she's funny, James? Tina Fey
slightly. Okay.
James doesn't think Kristen Wiig is funny.
She's not. I'm putting that out there, people. Kristen Wiig's not funny.
You need to listen
I disagree with you.
You need to listen to her episode of Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, where he interviews Kristen Wiig.
Here's the thing. Really good. I don't like her, and she's not funny.
I didn't either until I heard that. So Kristen Wiig, he's not. Who's the female? Who's your favorite dude?
Who's your dude?
It's your dude, bro.
I really like the new guy that they have on there who I cannot remember his name.
Colin Jost or Michael Che?
I think it's Colin Jost.
Josh's face.
I'm not really sure how to say this. Is he white or black?
The white guy.
Okay,
yeah.
Colin Jost.
Yeah, okay.
I can't stand him.
I don't know. I think he's funny.
What do you like about him?
Just the way he can deliver jokes is really good. Like
have you noticed this exact same delivery as Seth Meyers?
Yeah.
Because he was the writer for Seth Meyers when Seth Meyers did Weekend Update.
Okay, so then I really do like him because he was the one who originated that, not Seth
Meyers. But then Seth Meyers went on and like Seth Meyers is doing Weekend Update every night. Like
but he's
a robot.
He's not good at that.
No, he's not. No. He's really not. He just needs a desk to sit at.
I guess that's why I prefer Colin Jost.
He's rather boring.
Over Jimmy Fallon, over like Dennis Miller, over Chevy Chase. I mean, some of the most iconic. Norm MacDonald. Dennis Miller was awesome as Weekend.
I was going to say Norm. I really like Norm.
I love Norm MacDonald as a host of Weekend Update.
See, my problem is I haven't seen a lot of Norm.
That's because you're four.
I'm
12
years
old. Do you even know
old.
Who Norm MacDonald is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Dennis Miller's TV show on HBO. The Dennis Miller show.
The Dennis Miller show, yeah.
And when he would go off on a rant.
Yeah. Dennis Miller is a legit funny guy.
Yeah, very funny.
And he's very intelligent as well.
Angry.
And angry. That's why.
Not like Lewis Black. Lewis Black is angry.
Yeah. I think I'm going to grow up and turn into Lewis Black.
You know
Lewis
what? Man's got some stamina, though. When me and the wife started dating.
What?
Yeah. Hold up.
Donuts.
Hold up. We went to see him live at the Orpheum in Memphis. He was on stage.
Sorry.
Didn't have a lot of stamina, that guy.
He was on stage for 3 hours doing comedy.
Whoa.
3 hours.
Yeah. He's old, too.
That's impressive.
And his opener, the warm-up guy, was there and did about 30, 35 minutes. And then Lewis Black did 3 hours of straight comedy.
Yelling comedy.
And like it's me and Becca were yelling. In tears. We were laughing so hard.
That's crazy.
I love the sound effects he does after he tells a joke. Like, and there you go.
Matt, what about you? What's your favorite sketch?
I've never laughed harder at anything I've seen on SNL than the Lonely Islands.
I miss their digital
Natalie's
shorts.
Natalie Portman. Mm. Oh my God, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That is really flipping funny.
I was kind of upset that they didn't do a Lonely Island sketch for the
40th. I really kind of thought we were going to get a true Lonely Island.
Yeah, we didn't get a true one. We got...
break the brakes.
Which to me, like, that's where Andy Samberg really excels, which is funny because, like, he's so good on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but on SNL, like, is a sketch player, not so much, but he really excelled at the digital shorts. So I'm with you, man. What about you, James? What's your favorite sketch?
Wayne's World. And I like the fact in the 40th that they made fun of Kanye not once, not twice, but three times.
Sit down, Kanye. Sit down.
And it was like Kanye didn't get it, which was...
Yeah, he didn't get it. You could look at his face.
He was there?
He was supposed... Yeah, remember we were just talking about when he performed, he was laying down.
Yeah, he just walks.
Gotcha. Yeah, and but like they had told him, like, look, when they say this, you're supposed to try to get up and rush the stage. And the camera was on him, and they had guys standing there holding him down, and he looked confused.
Yeah, he's not.
Like he didn't want to be seen.
No, he just looked like confused. He was too stupid to play the bit.
To get up? Like, why would I get up?
He doesn't seem like he would fit
Beyonce's
in
not getting
crowd.
Not getting an award here, so why would I, you know, get up?
What does this have to do with me?
I thought it was really, really great. I thought they did a great job with Wayne's World. Dana Carvey follows me on Twitter.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And he's just...
But does he listen to what you say?
Maybe. I don't know. I wish that he would...
Deep thoughts with Matt Wood.
I wish that he and Mike Myers would do more. Like, I would love to see more Wayne's World.
I
love those characters. Those characters are awesome.
And you know, like, just watching that sketch, you would think, oh, well, they're too old to play that part.
No way, man.
They looked good.
They did.
Still looked good. I was like, man, I would definitely watch a Wayne's World 3.
He was still Garth.
It was really awesome. I mean,
yeah, when he threw those glasses on and the wig, I was like, oh, my God, he still looks like
he still looks just like
Dana Carvey.
Like, oh man, it was really, really cool. For me personally, Celebrity Jeopardy is my favorite sketch of all time. Like,
it's a really good
Will Ferrell's last show is a featured player. You know, Trebek came on, and that was pretty great. But like, we in high school, I can't remember how I got turned on to knowing about those, but like that's when they were kind of big, you know. So in my senior English class at AP English, like we would try to find them on the internet, and it would take, you know, like 2 days to download one Celebrity Jeopardy sketch. I knew Weathers was going to say Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
Because he and I used to really geek out to Celebrity Jeopardy a lot.
We would download as many as we could and put them on a CD-ROM.
Yes.
So we could have them, you know, to watch. I've got a disc that's just chock full of them.
My favorite most recent one that I can remember is the one with Tom Hanks, where Tom Hanks acts like an idiot the whole time. He goes for the pickle in the pickle jar and his hand gets stuck.
Oh, yeah.
Let go. Daryl, no, of the pickle.
Daryl Hammond was not Sean Connery in that one. They were smart, and we're like, you know, we're going to do Celebrity Jeopardy for the 40th anniversary. We're got to have Daryl Hammond as Sean Connery.
Yeah.
News came out over the past couple of days after the 40th anniversary special that, thanks to Norm Macdonald on Twitter, who was freaking hilarious in that sketch, he and Steve Higgins from Late Night with Jimmy Fallon fame, or The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, wrote Celebrity Jeopardy. And the part of Bill Cosby was written for one Eddie Murphy. Eddie decided at the last minute not to do it. Kenan does it. Still pretty funny, but I thought that was probably my favorite Celebrity Jeopardy ever, really, because it was all just funny. I mean, it hit on all cylinders, so I don't know. That's mine, and Connery was really funny.
Cosby was on Celebrity Jeopardy for the 40th?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to watch it. You can go watch it on our own website.
Okay.
What's it called? www.we'rereplacingmatt.com.
I love that website.
I know, it's so
Will
good.
We get rid of Matt.
Hashtag lose the Matt.
We don't want to kill you. No. Save the Matt.
We're going to save you, Matt.
Save the Matt.
Anyway, so
if you like Matt.
Yeah, we could be getting rid of this segment.
Buckfutter. All right, so if you didn't get a chance to answer our Tweet the Geeks question of the week, let us know over at facebook.com/justusgeeks or, of course, over at Twitter @justusgeeks. And as always, we have great stuff for you every single day over at justusgeeks.com. So this past week has been really interesting amongst ourselves. About the past... week and a half. As Matt and James have picked up cereal.
Picked up and finished, sir.
Picked up and finished. Pretty easily to do. But it's probably the most popular podcast of all time.
Yeah, I like it way more than ours.
It had the most downloads, like the fastest amount of downloads ever.
Yeah, it really took off really quickly.
But he changed I'm just going to go ahead and say something about this theme song. It's brilliant, but he changed it about midway through. There's a part, it just did it a minute ago, but like the keys changed from it. It's like one or two extra notes, and it doesn't fit. And I noticed it immediately, and I was like, why did they change it? It was fine. Anyway.
Sorry. I think it probably goes without saying, but for Logan, who has not listened to Serial at all, we'll go on and say that Serial is the story as told by Sarah Koenig from This American Life, from Chicago Public Radio.
WBEZ.
WBEZ. I was thinking that was
the
it.
Biz.
The Biz.
What Biz?
From WBEZ in Chicago. The story of the murder of a girl in 1999, one Haman Lee, and the subsequent arrest of her former boyfriend, Adnan Syed. And it's really a great whodunit. I will say that
it is a really good whodunit.
It's a great whodunit. And we're just going to talk about Serial tonight. We're going to talk about what we think about it. We're going to look a little bit closer at why it's so popular. And so let's start with that. This podcast has had a great, get up off the ground, because it is, the child pretty much of This American Life. Sarah is a producer of This American Life. She did a couple, like pretty much what ends up being Serial 1 and 2 as episodes on This American Life. And it's so popular, they're like, oh my God, we have to do its own thing. Which is great because the production staff of This American Life is just really super amazing. Ira Glass is a super talented guy and they have an incredibly cool staff there. But I listened to Serial. I got it about five or six, I guess. I don't know.
It's about halfway through.
Five or six episodes in, thanks to a BuzzFeed article. I was just flipping through Facebook one day, and the ads down the side, it was like, the podcast you're not listening to. And it was Adnan Syed's photo. And I thought, what the heck is this about? And the BuzzFeed article was really great. It was just a really quick, this is what this is, and it is blowing up like nobody's business. And I thought, there's no way that I'm going to like this. Really, there's no way that I'm going to like this at all. But I'll give it a go because obviously this is the most popular podcast of all time.
One of those things was too big to like.
No, I just didn't think that I would like it content-wise. Like, yeah. I'm not a fan. You're
not into murder mysteries?
Well, I at that point, I was... I listened to kind of one thing. Like, I listened to Us, I listened to Nerdist, I listened to some friends of mine, and Welcome to Night Vale.
Yeah,
even Nerdist. Because of the guests. He has good guests. He's a douche, but he gets good guests. You're a douche,
Chris Harvick. He's a douche, but he gets good guests.
And then he goes like, so what do you feel about this? It's Chris Harvick, because I love looking.
We love Chris Hardwick.
I didn't think that
it was... Do we?
We don't. I didn't think that it was for me, but what really got me with Serial was how freaking well done it was.
Oh, yeah. The production value on it was just...
super hot.
Top notch. Yeah, it was...
When you were talking about it, I never once thought that I would be able to get into it either because I was like, this is something that my wife would get into that she would like. And
I thought the same thing about Emily. I was like, oh, Emily's going to love this.
She watched it because my wife watches Investigation Discovery constantly, or she's watching procedurals.
Yes.
And I don't get into it. And so, when I found out about it, I was like, well, let me give it a shot and just see. And
it's like, a 10-hour episode of Dateline.
And then on the drive, I had to go to Smyrna for work last weekend. And so I was like, well, I'll give it a shot for the drive up there. And if I like it, I'll, continue to listen to
right.
it. And I think I made 9 episodes that day.
Yeah. It's once you get in, it's really, really difficult. And I will say that, and we'll talk about this more in our second segment, but this kind of all came about because Matt got a new phone. It was his jam. And the podcast app, and he was like, what should I listen to?
Yeah.
And so we were talking about recommendations, and I was like, well, you should totally check out Serial. I recommend that to everyone.
That night I downloaded it too. Like, me and him both downloaded at the same time.
Because I thought, you know, my reaction was, I don't think I'm going to like this, but then I really did.
Yeah.
And it seemed like every freaking body in America really liked this.
Well, I'd never listened to anything like it before. I mean, it was episodic.
Like, yes.
Like, I'd never had
it laid out, yeah.
And that was one thing that got me, was that they were very upfront about, you have to listen to this in order.
Oh, yeah.
We're
yeah,
telling like, this story in order.
In the second episode, when she's introing the show, she said, this is episode two. Episode one ran as whatever, you know, the name of the...
This American Life.
Yeah, This American Life show. And if you've not listened to episode one yet, stop what you're doing right now.
Go listen to it now.
Listen to episode one because we're telling the story in order.
And I'll go on and say this. We've kind of been sitting on it, and I'm tired of sitting on it, so it's going to come to you next week. I was very super fortunate enough to get the opportunity to interview Rabia Chowdhury, Adnan Syed's kind of the attorney for the Syed family, and his best friend's sister, who you hear mentioned, and she's interviewed in episode one. She's actually the one who reached out to Sarah Koenig about the story, because Sarah had written an article when she was a reporter for The Sun about Adnan's attorney and how blatantly incompetent she was.
I wouldn't say incompetent.
She screwed up. Big time.
Yeah. So, Logan, tell me what you know about Serial. Tell me everything you know. Because you've not listened to this.
I haven't, no.
You didn't do your homework. You read 50 Shades of Grey, but you didn't listen to Serial.
We gave him 2 weeks to do that, though. We only gave him, like, a day.
Yeah, but he read it in, like, 45 minutes. Yeah. He just ate that up.
I was all over that. Mm. Well, there's no bondage. I know that much.
Are we sure?
We're not sure that there was.
Because they've not tested the rope.
That's right.
Oh.
So you don't even know what we're talking about.
It wasn't a gray tie.
We do know that. Possibly.
Why didn't they test
it? I know the basic premise. Adnan Syed has been convicted of murdering Haman Lee. There's real speculation about it's like 20 something minutes of time that they're
21 minutes.
They're really focusing on like what happened during those 21 minutes. And they've got all kinds of evidence and testimony from this. And then they have, you know, the old testimony, the stuff that happened during the trial, in addition to this new information. So,
One of the questions that, and we'll kind of move on into this. One of the questions that I asked Rabia Chowdhury when we spoke to her several weeks ago, because I really felt like I felt this way, and I'm saying this now to see if you guys felt this way. I asked her if she kind of thought that maybe this was a new area for the justice system, a crowdsourced justice, because a crowdsourced justice system where here's this guy, he's been in prison for almost as long as he's, you know, was like out, not in prison. Like, he's been in prison for half of his life for something that he very feasibly might not have done. And had it not been for this podcast, he would probably always be there. Yeah. So like, is this a new way to look at the justice system? Can we say that this is an accurate reflection of going forward? Can this like...
No.
Can he be exonerated? I mean, he can feasibly be exonerated was told.
I'll tell you why it's not. Because nobody is going to put in the legwork like she did for this show. I mean, granted... Yeah, she, you know, the show got his case out there,
way out there.
But I mean, Sarah, she did so much legwork on it and so much research and talking to people and like finding people. And I mean, you'd have to do that for everybody.
Well, she didn't do it. I mean, it was.
I mean, her and her team did it, but you know, it's the same thing. I mean, you're going to have somebody be like, oh, well, I'm going to do a show just like that, but they won't have the same effort.
Yeah. Well, let me
she
just say
that. She genuinely cared about what was
like she
what
cared.
Was going on.
Yeah. In December, CNN did a profile of the podcast. And as of December 23rd, they had reached 40 million downloads. It's the fastest ever to 5 million downloads. I mean, like, the community, and I asked this question to Rabia because the community online is really the big key here. I mean, yeah, like, there's a lot of people like us going back and forth. Well, who could have done this? What, you know, what is this scenario? What is this scenario? But where this thing has really gotten legs is Reddit. The online community there has really, I mean, there are about 28,000 members of the Serial subreddit, / Serial podcast, if you're going to go look for it. And, you know, like, that's where this thing has really gotten legs, because things have been revealed in that subreddit. Heyman Lee's brother has chimed in. That's pretty crazy. Because the Lee family would not speak to Sarah Koenig.
They didn't want anything to do with it, which is totally
understandable. Jay has commented.
Really?
And then deleted, and then probably come back and commented under another username.
Jay knows.
And so have members of the Syed family. So it's really a big... It's really a big whodunit, but it's kind of like this one thing happened this one day in 1999, and then a year later, this kid got sentenced because he was the likely suspect, and then it went away, and now the internet happened, and now you've got thousands upon thousands of people doing what the internet is doing and looking at it over and over and over.
I mean,
and
over. The internet is like the greatest CSI.
Yeah.
Ever.
And that's why I think
figure it out.
That's why I think that there is a future for like a crowdsourced justice.
But the thing is, you gotta get the emotion involved in it. You have to get people to care.
They have to be invested
exactly.
in what you're
saying. If you just throw out something, people are gonna be like, if it's a crapshoot if they're gonna take to it or not. But if you throw out there with a story and give people a reason to care, then they're going to latch onto it until they figure it out.
Someone established the shadow of a doubt for them. Most people are like, oh, the justice system didn't work. There's no need to look at this further. Why should I bother? But this was like, here's why you should bother, because something's up.
Yeah.
And it presented that holes.
The testimony changing four times.
Well, let's talk about it. So Matt, let me hear your take on this. Tell me your take on Serial and your listen through and what all you think about it.
I think the fact that a lot of the podcast is Adnan himself talking, you know,
this is a Colette call from.
Yeah. You hear his side of the story, and he's very well spoken, and he seems like a very, you know, likable guy.
I always say that it seems like,
and that's where you're torn, because they present the evidence, but then you're hearing this guy, this totally nice seeming guy, you know, tell his story, and you're like, well, how could he have done this? But there's a lot that looks bad. You know, it's like that. Somebody said on there at one point, they were like, there's not enough evidence to convict him, but there's not enough evidence to not convict.
Well, I think in one of the latter episodes, Dana says, you know, if he didn't do it, he's the unluckiest guy alive.
That's some bad luck. Yeah.
He had the worst day ever.
Yeah. Literally. But I mean, it is hard to say. Now, you know, we have the use of technology, but think about a day in 1999.
Yeah.
Where you have no record. No, I mean, I have no idea. I mean, I doubt I could have told you then. And I think that's one thing that she does brilliantly in episode one.
He talks about that day like it was every other day, like it was normal. But I don't think for him that was a normal day, you know?
No.
Well, not anymore. It's not.
Well, not anymore.
But I don't think it was.
I don't think at the time it wasn't.
I don't think it was then for Adnan either.
But I mean, you got somebody like Asia McLean saying that, well, he was in the library with me the whole time.
But see, that was before Heyman Lee was killed. So it's irrelevant.
No, it's actually, she said that they were there at the same time. That 21 minutes, he was in the library.
She wasn't dead then.
She wasn't dead.
No, she didn't die when the state said she did. That's my opinion. We'll get to in a minute. So listening through it, like, did you have a bunch of ups and downs? Like,
oh, I was back it and
was
constant.
It like every episode. He totally did it. He didn't do it. He totally did it.
Every
he
episode.
Didn't do it.
Did
every
you
episode,
not read our text messages? Yes. I mean, every time you could tell when we finished an episode, like, because he did it.
I could tell which episode you were on by the tone text of your messages. Text messages.
Yeah. Like there'd be one episode that would make Adnan look horrible. Like there's. like, well, he did this.
The penultimate episode
from the church. And
the penultimate episode was really kind of a bastard thing to do. And I'll say this: when I started listening to it, I was under the impression that this was already produced, that they were just releasing it week by week. Until like episode 8 or 9, when they start the episode off, where she's like, the new things podcast. Have happened.
Yeah.
And to me, that changed everything.
Yeah.
You know, because I thought, she's telling a story. She's going to tell the story from beginning to end. She already has an end in mind. Obviously, you know, we didn't know what that was at that point in time, but she's telling a story and she's going to tell us the full story. But that was a game changer for me. I mean, I think everybody thought that this was in the bag. You know, they'd worked at this for years. But then you had Redditors who went out on their own and made the drive from Woodlawn High School to the Best Buy parking lot and could not do it in 21 minutes. You know, then you had the social justice.
Best Buy.
Then you had this whole social justice that just kind of came up out of this and just went crazy. So, Matt, what do you think happened?
I mean, there's a lot of smart people looking at this and, you know, it's a good story, and I think it needed to be told. There's definitely more that to be.
I thought that to find somebody guilty, you had to like beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, and the statement that Matt said earlier, where it was like there was not, or you quoted that guy, there's not enough evidence to convict him.
Right.
There's actually zero evidence. There's zero physical evidence.
No physical evidence, and all you have is one guy's word against his.
Yeah.
They try to fit in the cell phone records, but even in one of the shows, they prove that, you know, those cell phone records aren't right.
It was actually the first. Well, the state made the cell phone records.
The pings.
Yeah, the pings.
The state made the cell phone records work 4 times that they needed it to.
Yeah.
And they did.
But they didn't make it work the rest of the time.
No. And that was the first time that the state of Maryland had actually used cell phone records in court. They're not even admissible anymore. That's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
As well.
I think that if they're not admissible anymore, then they should just throw the whole thing out.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he's not out right now, because, I mean, the reason that he's in there is no longer a valid reason.
Well, they're trying to get him the appeal, but my thing is now...
He's been granted the appeal.
He got it. Okay. My thing is, how do you find a jury for this that hasn't heard of the case?
That's no longer been swayed by this podcast? Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of
people... That's going to be the hard thing.
See, here's the major thing, though. You know, Sarah says in the last episode, she won't say whether she thinks he did it or not. But what she will say is that if she were a juror, that she could not convict him of murder.
Right.
And I think that's all that needs to be asked. I mean, his appeal, he's asking for a new trial. You know, they're testing not new evidence. They're testing old evidence.
They're actually going to test the actual evidence that they should have tested 15 years worked. Ago.
Yeah. I mean, the detectives. It's pretty obvious that they settled on him because he was a Muslim.
Yeah.
He was the most likely suspect.
And, you know,
I mean, you know, they didn't even look at Don originally.
No, they did. They just didn't tell anyone that they did.
He had a rock solid. He was at work that day.
Yeah. But he didn't even know until Don was arrested that he was in the clear.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. There's a lot to be taken from this. James, do you think he did it?
I honestly don't know. The evidence that they present in the show, I would say no, he didn't do it. But I mean, you know, I wasn't there. I don't know anything.
Matt, do you think he did it?
I don't think he did it. My gut tells me that he didn't do it, because just listening to the podcast and how the story was told, it was, you know, he talks a lot of the dialogue is from him, you know, and it's, you listen to him talking, you get inside this guy's head, and you try to, at least the episode where they dig into that, you know, the psychopath thing and all that. But I don't know.
It's so interesting, because the people affixed to this project, you would think they spent a year talking to this guy and digging into this case.
I think it's bigger than what we know. It's bigger than Adnan and Jay.
Ira Glass, who is the host of This American Life and is pretty much responsible for Serial getting made, he's a super great guy. I just admire the heck out of him. I think he's awesome at his job. He thinks Adnan did it, which is incredible to me. He was speaking in an engagement not long ago, and someone asked, and he said, "Yeah, I think he did it." And so there are a lot of people out there. I think that he
Crystal could, does too.
Why does she think he did?
She's not swayed at all by his personality.
I don't think it's a come on. I think he's just that guy, you know?
Yeah.
With the evidence that the state of Maryland presented, I don't think it's possible that he could have killed Heyman Lee in 21 minutes.
I don't think it really matters if we think he did it or not, because with the evidence that's not there.
Here's what I think.
There's no reason he should have been arrested or put in jail because there's nothing there.
Let me say this. If you have not listened to Serial and you're listening to this episode, we're not spoiling anything for you. You can listen to the whole season one of Serial from start to finish, and we're not spoiling anything for you. It's all there. There's no clear answer. No one knows for sure. Sarah Koenig did not expose the truth.
We all wanted her to.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just like, come on, well, do it.
Let me just tell you, even I was, as a content creator, was super critical of Sarah Koenig because I felt like she let us off the hook. She dropped the ball. I felt like she dropped the ball as a journalist.
I remember when you finished, we had come on the show at that point, and I remember the day that you finished the series because you were mad.
Yeah, I was pretty mad.
It kind of became about the show and less about the case.
I'm not so sure that he did it. But what I will say this, and I've not said this publicly to anybody but Emily, is that even after talking to Rabia, and Rabia, she is just a heart of gold, man. She is awesome. Is the outline in episode one of Serial. Like, she has lived this for 15 years. And really, like, if I had an opportunity to have someone like Rabia Chowdhury stand beside me and support me, I would take it because she's just awesome. And she's awesome on multiple levels. Splitthemoon.com. Go check out her website. She's really cool. And like I said, you'll hear more of us and her later on. Awesome. I don't think it's as cut and dry as everyone thinks. No. I think there's a lot more to it. And I think they kind of got into that towards later on in the series.
In the last episode, they talk about
a serial killer.
A serial killer who had been released like 13 days prior. Who had already strangled and killed Asian or Korean girl.
I'm not even sure that it was that guy.
You don't think it was that?
No, I think that...
I think that's just a coincidence.
Just a coincidence?
Yeah. I think that Jay Wilds, who is the sketchiest human being on the face of the planet Earth...
Yes.
...didn't do it, but I think he probably knows who did.
He knows. They're just pinning a gun?
And there's a part of me that thinks Adnan does too.
They're both lying. That's obvious. They both lied about
lied about something.
Yeah.
Someone's lied about
They're protecting someone or something.
I still don't understand. Like they're protecting themselves. The thing to me is, why Heyman Lee?
Yeah.
That's
what I can't get past is there's no motive. Like, yeah, she was your girlfriend. She broke up with you.
There's no motive.
No, you don't kill your ex-girlfriend when you're in high school.
You don't strangle her in the back of a car in a Best Buy parking lot and then put her in a trunk in the middle of the afternoon.
This wasn't premeditated. It was really sloppy.
An interesting thing that they never covered on Serial that might change your outcome. You guys really should go check out the subreddit, which I encourage everyone to.
I want to read more on it.
Is that Hayes' debit card was used at like 5 p.m. that afternoon.
Really?
Yeah. Really, I mean, that was really back before that was a thing you could really track.
Yeah.
That's known. They never looked into her pager records. So we don't really know if Adnan paged the crap out of her, if Don paged the crap out of her, or if, you know, there was any activity there. There's a lot of things that the state of Maryland dropped the ball on.
Yeah.
I don't think Heyman Lee was dead in those 21 minutes. I think something happened to her, but I don't think it was then. That's just my opinion.
But the thing that I wanted to know is, how did Jay know where the car was?
That's a good question. That's the only reason Adnan Syed is in jail.
It's because he knew where the car was.
He knew where the car was, and he could.
And the cell phone towers were pinged.
They matched
where
them.
The car was earlier that day, but it was. Because it was before she was pronounced dead, I guess.
Yeah. I think that this...
It wasn't relevant.
I think
where
that
they
this
were
is...
That,
I think that this
was... 45 minutes away, so it just didn't make any...
Really...
Didn't make any sense.
Done a whole lot for podcasting that I think that podcasters like ourselves and other folks that we're fond of out there can't even begin to admit is just awesome. Because, you know, for the first time, people were flying to their phones, to the iTunes store, looking for podcasts.
Very, very well done.
It's super. So was This American Life. And I cannot begin to say that enough. This American Life is one of the best done things I've ever heard in my life. And
it's the most popular podcast.
It is number one. Yeah, it's number one, and will be number one for a very long time. And it's weekly, and it's really good. It's definitely worth you checking out if you like Serial. We're kind of going to do this as a second part of the show, but we'll do what we're going to do a minute ago and talk about that right now. We are doing some really cool new stuff over at the website. So Thursdays, starting this coming Thursday, there's information on the website now that you can go check out at justusgeeks.com. But we're starting a new series, and it's basically came from this idea of us as a group talking about what we should listen to. We're starting a new series on Thursday called Podspot, where we detail and, you know, kind of give you an idea of a podcast every week that we like or that we're familiar with and some of the people involved and why you should listen to it, because there's not really a thing out there like that outside of iTunes ratings and things like that. So it was kind of my idea based on our conversation that we had where you guys started listening to Serial, that, you know, hey, we need a spot where someone can go and look for podcast recommendations. So I'm really looking forward to that. So you can hear, it won't just necessarily be from me every time. But if you have a podcast and you're listening to us,
and there's so many out there.
And there's so many out there that you would like for us to take a look at that we might could possibly feature on Podspot. Let us know. You can send me an email, josh@justusgeeks.com. And, we'll see what we can do from there. So I think it's going to be a really fun venture. We're starting some new stuff over at the website. So
it's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a really good thing. Before we move on to our other fun little segment, I need to remind you all out there playing with us at home, again, about our good friends at lynda.com. Go sign up for your free 10-day trial at lynda.com/justusgeeks. Lynda is used by millions of people around the world and has over 3,000 courses on some really cool topics. All of their courses are taught by experts, and new courses are added to the site every week. I think that's the thing for me that I really like the most. So whether you want to set a new financial goal or, you know, improve your current job by, you know, building your skills, Lynda.com has something for everyone. Me personally, I was checking out Lynda earlier today. Some of the courses that I thought were really awesome, there was one about getting started in audio and music production. If you have a podcast and need some help, there's a good place, Lynda.com.
Nice.
Designing a logo, they have some great steps in helping you get started in some graphic design. And Foundations for Photography, they have this whole series about, you know, like how you can take better photos and edit them online, and it's really good stuff. So you should really invest in yourself and sign up for a free 10-day trial right now. Like, go right now to lynda.com/justusgeeks and learn something awesome.
Go right now.
Yes,
do
go
it
right now. Go
do
right
it.
Now.
Do it.
That's what Logan was doing during the whole Serial thing. Yeah, didn't listen to Serial.
I don't hear you people clicking on your phones and going there. Go now.
Yep. Oh, there it is.
But on their typewriters.
/JustusGeeks.
Nah, that's what my phone sounds like. It's so old.
Yeah. His phone actually is just telegraph.
Smoke signals.
Yep.
I don't know if your phone will use lynda.com, but
I'm going to try.
It has to ping somewhere.
It does have
my Matrix
ping
phone.
Yeah. You wish you had a Matrix phone.
All about
phone.
Those pings.
No murders.
Okay.
That got dark.
Don't murder anyone.
I was really reaching for that one. So we've decided that because Logan is incredibly busy working on a new segment, not a new segment, but a new project for Justus Geeks Media, that we're going to retire Game of the Week for now. And James, you know more about the movie biz than anyone else does. So instead of Game of the Week, we're going to have some movie news every week. So what's the movie news this week?
Well, I wouldn't say I know more about the movie news than anybody else.
Well, anybody in this room.
This week, that's very true. Exciting stuff.
That's very true.
A couple of months ago, Neil Blomkamp, director, writer-director of District 9 and Elysium and the upcoming Chappie,
Which looks a lot darker now than I thought it was going to be.
Well, it's going to be rated R. Everybody thought it was going to be a kids movie because Chappie was spelled out with little kids blocks.
Yeah.
But if you look at the bottom right of the poster, there's a desert eagle.
Well,
so I mean, you know.
there were a lot of people trying to make the correlation. That was like, oh, this is just a stupid reboot of Johnny Five.
No, not at all. But Neil Blomkamp released some artwork for a potential Alien sequel that he did. And the story goes that when he was in post-production, him and Sigourney Weaver, who's in Chappie,
sat around,
and they just like broke a little story about what Ripley could have done, you know, after the first movie. And he released the artwork, said, this is just something, you know, fun that I was working on. It's never going to happen. I've never worked within the confines of a studio. And then, last night, early today, Fox officially announced that they have hired Neil Blomkamp to they greenlit his sequel. So it is coming soon. It'll be after the Prometheus 2.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott.
Prometheus 2 is still coming,
Prometheus 2 is still coming, and Ridley Scott is going to produce this Alien, this untitled Alien sequel with his Scott-free productions.
That's awesome.
How did you feel about Prometheus, James?
I dug it.
Me too.
I thought it was a very smart, you know, movie. It was a great... I like that it's set in the same universe, and it kind of gives you the origins of the Xenomorph.
Spiritual prequel. Yeah.
Oh, there's that Xenomorph there at the end. That was pretty cool, I thought. I
can't wait for the sequel. And now that Neil Blomkamp signed on to do this Alien movie, and there's talk that Sigourney Weaver would come back and play Ripley again.
I think Alien is coming back in a big way.
That's a universe that I've not tapped into.
We are going to get him into it.
We should do an Alien show.
I've got every version of the Alien movies.
And you, sir, need to play Isolation in a Dark Room.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
and I've got wicked. I've got that on PS4 too, so you can borrow
it. Let him borrow that.
But you've got to wait until you watch the first movie at least.
At least the first one, yeah.
Okay.
So Alien, that's good, and that's some good movie news
this
week. Super excited movie news.
So excited movie news. When does Hot Tub Time Machine come out?
Right now.
It's already out.
Go see it.
Yeah, go see it today.
8 o'clock shows today.
Your hot tub and go to the future and watch this movie.
The original title of Hot Tub Time Machine 2
was Hot Tub Time Machine 3. I read that earlier. I thought that was pretty cool.
They tried to sell it to Paramount that they went so far into the future they skipped the second movie.
Oh, that would have been so good.
They didn't. Paramount was like,
nobody would get that.
It's just going to confuse people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's just going to confuse people. Timey-wimey stuff.
It's clever as hell.
It would have been awesome.
It's good.
When you get caught between the moon and New York City.
I'm going to miss him.
Adam Scott does a really good job replacing him as his son, I think.
I love Adam Scott. I think he's awesome.
So how do they explain away?
They really don't. Yeah. They don't explain away. They're like, here's Adam's jacket, you know, right next to the hot tub, and they never explain what happens to him. You don't know. Like, there's a possibility that he'll show up in a third one.
He fell through a wormhole.
Possibly. Nobody knows. Possible. They don't talk about it.
He fell through a douchebag.
They just have no memory of him.
There's also this... No, they have a memory of him. But there's also this box that they don't explain. And so, you know, we might get a third one.
John
and they
Cusack
might get
slow
back.
Rolling us all for Hot Tub Time Machine 3.
Yep.
Or 5 or whatever they're going to call it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good.
It was not as good as the first one, but it's still worth watching.
James, did you watch 50 Shades of Grey again this week?
No.
No. Once is enough.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Count with us, James.
Bush.
One. That's it. All about that bass. No, you know where it's going.
We're done.
Yeah. Oh, we're done. Next week we'll get to find out how wrong we were with our Oscar predictions.
Yeah.
Is that next week?
Yeah, yep. it's
Sunday.
Yeah, it's coming up this Sunday.
Oh, yeah, this Sunday.
It's this Sunday.
This Sunday.
I have to go back and listen to that episode again.
I'm hoping that I'm going to be in town. Cause
we're coming back from Shreveport, so I won't be there.
Oh, you're not going to be there? I'm going to, if I'm here, I'm going to make chicken wings.
chicken wings.
Where's it at? Was it happening?
Big Dan's.
Oh, okay. No.
You're invited.
Same place?
No.
Yeah, I got the Facebook thing. I got it.
No. Same place.
I said maybe.
Yeah. You're that kind of guy, aren't you?
I didn't get an invite, so.
Tanya's supposed to be there.
You didn't get an invite?
Okay. Yeah, Dan, well, if you're
there,
listening.
Then I'm there.
Well, I haven't seen her in a while.
I haven't. Or David.
Ooh. Hmm. James making chicken wings. Woo! James, what's your jam this week?
Well, it was going to be the Alien movie, but since that's got its own segment now, I guess it would be Kingsman: The Secret Service.
So was it good?
I really enjoyed it. If you're, 17 or under and have an adult that could buy you a ticket, I highly suggest you go and watch it.
You sold me on it. I really want to see it now.
Yeah, when I was talking about it before we started recording.
You said it's worth going to see in the theater.
It's definitely worth a watch in the theaters. I really want to watch it again.
Huh.
See watch it in theaters.
Yeah, so that's me.
Logan, what's your jam of the week?
Oh, geez.
You were doing my jam of the week.
Thank you for putting
a
stop to that.
Oh, wait, no. I have a different jam of the week. What? I've been meaning to do this for the past 2 weeks. Me and Matt are working on a new project called Project West Bank.
West Bank.
And
Westbank.com.
More info coming soon. That's all I'm going to say. It's a tease.
I'm just kidding. I don't know what Westbank.com is. Yeah. But go check it out. Maybe.
Logan, what's your jam of the week?
My jam of the week is writing for the actual Project East Bank.
Yeah, well, me and Matt have Project West Bank. So you stay on the east side, we'll stay on the west side.
East Coast, West Coast.
East versus West. It's Rocky IV.
Truth.
I can already tell you that theirs is going to be terrible and expensive.
And foul.
Terribly expensive.
And
robots you've been building.
Robot models. I've built a ton of robot models. So, yeah.
Have you built one of...
It's been really awesome keeping up with your robot models.
Can you build one of, like, Shredder?
Can you build one of, like, Kate Upton?
I can only build what they have kits for.
Well, do they have a Kate Upton kit?
Can you make Game of War Kate Upton?
Because that's everyone's app of the year.
No, I have to pay for every day that I look at her with that one.
While she eats a Hardee's burger.
Yeah.
In a hot tub.
That's the worst title for a video game I've ever seen.
It is, but
life.
You know, they've obviously done it right. Two good reasons.
Wait, what?
One day we're all going to be it.
All three of you said something different.
I said two good reasons.
I said microtransactions.
Oh,
microtransactions.
They'll get it right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just watching and I just. My head exploded.
What's that about? Crosstalk you told us on the first episode.
We need to coordinate.
Some folks are still doing it.
That's my jam.
So my jam of the week was Jason Sudeikis' appearance on the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary. It's not my favorite skit, but I swear to God, if I'm like having the worst day of all time, if I see a clip of What's Up With That and Jason Sudeikis' running man come jumping into the frame, it's over. It's over for me. Like, done. I just want to... It's
Jason
just the
Sudeikis
best.
Jason Sudeikis is funny.
He is one of the funniest dudes on
so
earth.
He's so funny.
I really hope that he does, like, he continues to do well, but he is flipping... I mean, he's obviously hilarious. Is Olivia Wilde, but, I mean...
He's living the dream.
I mean, he's freaking Jason Sudeikis.
Matt, what was your jam?
Yeah, we didn't get Matt, did we?
What? I don't have a jam. What are you talking about?
I thought we did your jam.
No. What's your jam, Matt?
Oh, I was going to talk about...
You got the whole jam music.
Yeah. Have a way.
Here you go. Are we starting over? It's a friend of mine introduced me to this band this weekend called St. Paul.
St. Paul and the
Broken Bones. Anyway, which is a great
Wait,
name.
What was that? Don't sing it. Just say it.
St. Paul and the
Broken Bones.
St. Paul and the Broken Bones. They're from...
I'm going to kill you, Josh.
They're a seven-piece soul band from Birmingham, Alabama. Never really been a fan of soul music. It's never really like jumped out at me, but I heard these guys and
they're awesome.
They're awesome.
And can we get them for Project West Bank?
Yeah, we'll get them. I've already talked to them.
Screw your West Bank.
They're down. They're down for it. But yeah, they're really awesome. Check them out.
My secondary jam is the Lexington Comic and Toy Convention.
Let's just keep doing jams till we get more
jams. LexCon is going to be awesome. I'm really stoked about it.
Apricot.
By the time you hear this, I'll be in a car driving down the interstate to the Louisiana Comic Convention.
You're going to stop in Nashville?
What? That's nowhere near Louisiana.
Why would I stop in Nashville to go to Louisiana?
Oh, you said Louisiana. I thought we were talking about Kentucky.
No.
When we go to Kentucky, we're going to stop in Nashville.
You're going with us on that, Matt.
Okay.
You're going with us.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about Kentucky. My bad. Sorry.
You're going to...
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah. You're going.
Maybe. If I can get
my jam of the week is Matt's confusion.
You already got off work.
I thought you were talking about Kentucky. Whatever.
You're not going to Shreveport.
Not going there.
I don't think I
want to
go to Shreveport.
It's going to be fun. I'm stoked.
I'm that long.
Well, get ready. It's longer
it's
going
to Lexington. 7.5 hours going to Lexington.
We will sing all the Seal you want.
Just strap me to the roof.
Can we just sing the whole way there?
Y'all do whatever you want.
Who needs a radio?
We've got us.
I'm not gonna be in the car with you.
I know.
We'll call you and put you on speaker.
Well, I'm going to hang up.
We'll have to do like, you know, the Nard Dog and like quartet it via phone.
Yeah.
You could change your mind.
Take a chance.
We should do that.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
We'll just say O'Doyle rules repeatedly.
O'Doyle rules. Not. What? Wait, why did you bring that up?
Because they're in the car and they drive off the cliff or whatever in that movie.
I was going to say we could do that for like the Pitch Perfect 2 show that we're going to do.
We're going to do a Pitch Perfect show.
Oh, man.
Can we get Anna Kendrick?
Matt's picking subjects now.
She can sit right here.
Yeah.
I watched
She's
her new
hot.
Movie.
She's hot.
Last 5 years.
That's based on a Broadway play.
Yes, I know, because Ben wanted me and somebody else to do the show.
Was it good?
Jackson.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. I dug it.
I think it's interesting that they're doing more Broadway stuff in film now.
You know that there's a scene in the movie where she's at an audition for a show, and the stage. I was reading some of the the tidbits, it's filmed on the Avenue Q stage. They let them have that for free because the thing was shot in 21 days. They shot that movie in 21 days.
The internet is for porn. James is that guy. What was his name? Porn monsters. When I always remember him.
Is it Shrekky?
No, it's
Shrek. James will be cosplaying as Shrek to the Lexington Comic and Toy Convention.
No, I'm not.
It has quite possibly the best line in all of theater history in it, but
I was going to say,
you know what
we can say on
grab
this show
and double click. Anyway. I found an interesting photo of you and I from
10 years ago, My Fair Lady.
I showed it to Logan the other day, and I was like, that was the if you look moment there.
That's it. The 10 year payoff happened.
The
10
payoff.
Years later, I get the joke.
The payoff. We should do an episode called The Payoff. I don't know what it'd be about. It just sounds like a good episode title. Well, thanks for hanging out with us for episode 152 of the Justice Geeks podcast. First of all, thank you so much for being awesome and really listening to the crap out of episode 150 and 151. Some of the most successful episodes in Justice Geeks history.
Wow.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
You've done her up good. I mean, we had some pretty great response to four dudes going to watch 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, I know I'm scarred for life, but it was worth it.
Well, it looks like in a year or two, we'll be going to watch the second one.
Am I the only guy who came out okay from that movie? Like,
I don't think you did. You can admit it, and it'll be fine.
Maybe we created some Weezer fans.
Yeah. For the live
Weezer
show.
Or some Wonder Weezer.
Can we get some Weezer Woman shirts?
Yeah, some Wonder
Woman
shirts.
She flies just like Buddy Holly in her invisible jet. Great. Well, wait, if she flies just like Buddy Holly, that would be bad.
Oh, that's awful.
That's horrible.
I didn't even think about it when I said that.
Boo, Josh.
God.
Boo.
God, it was even bad, and I know it.
That's a touch and delicate.
Too soon.
No, it's
wait,
not.
It's a touch and delicate?
It's
a touch and delicate.
Touch your,
oh, okay.
You touch your delicate somewhere else. Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. You don't have to wait a week to react to it. You can find it all right now over at JustUsGeeks.com. Get up off.
This is the new Modest Mouse?
It is. Do you like Modest Mouse as a whole? See, I
think if you have to think about it, you don't.
They're,
no,
I kind of
Modest
agree.
Mouse is unlike any other band I've ever listened to.
I think Depeche Mode's a sweet band.
Today at work, we're in the back. It's like 2 minutes after eight, and I've already been there for a little bit. And me and my binder guy, who's a really cool guy, he was like, "Man, I was in the car this morning, and suddenly popped into my mind REO Speedwagon." I was like, "Thanks a lot, jerk." Now I'm going to be thinking about REO Speedwagon the rest of the freaking day. And it's because, like, 2 days ago I came in, I was like, "Good morning, good morning." And he went around singing it the rest of the day. And then he, like, was thinking of ways to do, like, a bluegrass rendition of it. And so this afternoon we talked about all the ways you could do, like, bluegrass renditions of REO Speedwagon. It's just the most random.
Now you got me thinking about bluegrass Depeche Mode.
Whoa.
That's sweet, man.
That's deep, man. That's deep stuff. Have you guys listened to the new Imagine Dragons?
I have not.
Ew.
I imagined that I did.
I'm not a fan of Imagine Dragons.
I figure our friend Jeremy Weathers did.
Jeremy Weathers loves that band.
I listened to the album. It was pretty good.
The new one?
Yeah.
Okay. I might check it out.
It's worth checking out, I think.
They had a sweet video for Radioactive. That was a great music video. I got really
Weird
sick
Al
of
Weird Al parried it.
I got really sick of that song, but the video was cool.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
It was in everything.
I didn't.
It wasn't everything.
You know what was not my jam of the week this week? My new 3DS XL.
How's that C stick treating you? The Lenovo ThinkPad C stick.
You know how many times I've played this?
Zero.
Oh, notice you still had an update ready for Smash Bros.
I know. I had trouble getting my Nintendo ID to switch over the day that it I got it.
I've been hearing a lot of people having that trouble.
And they did Street Pass weekend that weekend. So I spent an entire weekend with a brand new 3DS and couldn't Street Pass anybody.
That's awful.
It was terrible. It left a really bad taste in my mouth about Nintendo.
And everything else that they've done recently hasn't.
Yeah, but when I finally got a guy on the phone, he was really nice. And he was like, "We'll fix it in 5 to 7 business days."
I haven't done anything on my 3DS in weeks.
I was like, "Did you have to ship it on a boat from Japan here?"
Yes, the update.
Probably.
It came on a jump drive.
Someone plugged it in while I was asleep. Here you go.
Fidara.
Merry Christmas.
They came in with their Super Nintendo because they can't let go of the past.
The Famicom.
You know that they made a home banking system for the Super Nintendo where you could connect it to a phone line?
They did a lot.
That's so stupid.
Go read about the Famicom in Japan. There's a lot of stuff for it.
They were very ambitious. They had high hopes.
They had high hopes for the SNES.
The SNES.
You never called it that?
No, because I'm not a moron.
I don't think that's moronic.
That just reminded me of that South Park episode, Snook.
Oh,
the Snook hitters.
You guys really never called it the SNES?
No.
No.
It did not have
PES. I called it a Super NES.
Yeah, SNES.
SNES. Super NES.
SNES, man. Whatever.
Super Nintendo.
I'm gonna start calling
you SNES.
I'm not
alone in this. Other people have called it SNES.
All right, if you aren't out there and you called it the SNES...
If you've made it this far into the show and you called it the SNES, please write to us
on our Facebook
page.
I'm not saying that's what it's called. That's how I say it.
I'm going to throw this at you.
I'm saying nobody else said that.
Nope. I'm saying
I can't be alone in that.
You are alone. You are alone, sir.
Right, whatever.
Alone.
Hashtag Matt SNES.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Laters, baby.
Laters.
That was last week, James.
Oh, my bad. Good night, everybody.
One, two, three.